You know what you need to do this year? I don't mean you, Lee.
No, okay.
But, you know, could be. You need to take a road trip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love a road trip. No, I mean, I seriously, people who know me know I love a road trip. I cannot stay still for very long. And thank God I have a husband who accommodates that. I've been all over the world, and I worked on a, went out in the Bahamas on a windjammer with cornrows in my hair, had the best time in the world out there. If you're on a trip, this is like camping, right? So you go out on a windjammer, that's the only way to see the Bahamas. The Bahamas is a tourist nasty trap destination, but if you really get out there with where the tour boats can't go,
right.
And I cooked on the boat. That's what my job was. And you get out there, and you got to cornrow your hair.
Wait a minute. You were the cook on the boat?
Yeah, I know.
The woman who always frets and goes into hysterics about having to fix a Thanksgiving dinner, and you cooked on a boat?
Well, it was very simple fare. Sometimes just Cheerios. But
gee, did you have any fish?
Yes, we did. I killed a shark. Oh, I did. I caught a shark out there, and we barbecued it up. It was delicious.
Now we've got cornrows and...
Well, no, see... if you, okay,
and she killed a shark.
If you go out, it's like camping on a boat, right? It's the only way to see the Bahamas. You go out there, and you can't. There's nowhere to wash, right? Because there's no shower on the boat, and so the only way you can wash your hair, you can't use shampoo in the ocean. You got to wash in the ocean, so you got to wash with Joy. Joy will clean your hair, but if you're going to be out there for more than a couple of weeks, you will end up with a gnarly nappy mess. And so the only thing you can do if you're going to be out for like the summer, you got to cornrow your whole head.
Okay.
So I did, but the thing is, the woman did not tell me that you have to pull those cornrows out, and then you have to put them back. See, I did not. I'm a white girl. I did not know. I know now. Okay, I know now. And so this is the summer before college when I started wandering, and so it's the summer before college. So I get to college, and my hair is a nappy mess. I mean, a mess. I had to shave that. Oh, there was a girl who told me I had to wear a hat on my head for most of the first semester. There was a girl who told me they thought I had cancer, but they didn't want to ask me about it. No, my head was shaved because of my cornrows. But anyway, no, so I've been everywhere. I've been, all over the place. I like to wander. I still do. My husband and I have taken some amazing road trips. And I have said this. My cousins and I road tripped our way through, the UK. We did all of that stuff. The best stuff is here. It's here. This country is beautiful and amazing. And I have just had this confirmed. Listen to this. The three most Instagram-worthy road trips in the world. According to an international survey based on what pictures people are posting on Instagram, are all in the U.S.
Wow.
See, I would tell you this. I'd tell my husband because he missed those road trips I took with my cousins.
Maybe that's why there's so many at the southern border.
Yes, they want to run some road trip, but they don't go home. That's the problem. And they want free healthcare. Ben Nevis my cousins and I avoided the train in the UK. Everybody goes there, they get on the train. Don't do that. You're going to miss all the good stuff. Rent a little rental car and just take off and hit the road. That's what I did in my 20s. I love it. But I got to tell you, I would honestly, the road trips my husband and I have taken through the Blue Ridge.
Yeah.
Better than the ones I did as a kid in Europe. It's all here. People just don't appreciate it. Okay, the top three U.S. road trips. Route 66. So want to go there. I have it all planned out on my trip bucket list. I've actually got a bright pink folder, and I've been checking it off for years. I want to get it all done. I'm halfway through my Blue Ridge destinations. And the goal is by the time the youngest hits age 10, that we will begin to take it on the road out, west.
So you got a little time yet.
Yes, but it's an aggressive plan because I got a lot of places I want to go. I want to actually be in foreign countries by the time that they get closer toward 18. But Route 66, number one, road trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, this is number one on my list, and it's so cheesy, the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, no, I've flown over the Grand Canyon, but never be there, but I want to go back.
I haven't even flown over it. Is it beautiful?
Oh, well, you really couldn't tell other than it looked like a very big ditch. I was like at about probably 45,000 feet. I don't know. It was when I was flying from Greenville to L.A. years ago, and, that flew over it, and you see all this flat land all of a sudden. Wow, that's pretty deep.
The Pacific Coast Highway is number three.
I've driven that.
Oh, I'm jealous.
When I was at L.A. Years ago, rented a car and drove the Pacific Coast Highway. And I was out there actually with Rock 101. I was allowed to go with some of our listeners to a concert. I think it was the Black Crows and maybe the Allman Brothers at the Hollywood Theater. out the amphitheater. And that was a contest. We gave away that. And I got to go and rented a car, drove up and down the Pacific Coast Highway, went down toward, went through Malibu, San Diego, was on the Ventura Freeway, drove in through downtown L.A., drove some of the back roads that I'd read about in some of the car magazines. It was fantastic. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, I'm jealous. Pacific Coast Highway. So the top three road trips in the world, all in the U.S. There's no other ones in the top 10, though. The rest are Australia, New Zealand, the U.K. But still, so I mean, that just tells you, I swear I came back to, from Europe the first time. My parents said, so what do you think? You going back? And I you know what? The U.S. is better, I swear. It just is. So thank you to my husband who puts up with my, you know, need to strap the kids in and go somewhere a lot. I've actually got my road trips for the rest of the year, most of them booked and already planned.
See, my wife and I are toying with the idea of like when, if and when I can ever retire, and
yes.
if I'm still physically able at that age, just sell everything, get a good
do
pickup
it.
Truck and trailer, a fifth wheel trailer, and just cruise and just camp and just, you know, go out west and you know, do that.
That's my dream.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. There was a couple I met, and I thought they had the best idea ever. They, this friend of mine, the mom and dad, her, she and her sister lived on opposite sides of the country, right? And they both had little kids. So they bought an RV, and they would spend 4 months out of the year parked in one daughter's driveway and 4 months out of the year parked in the other daughter's driveway, and the rest of the time they hit the road.
Okay.
And they would drive back and forth across the country to get to the two places. It's a trip. I was like, that is just wonderful.
As long as you're not emptying the latrine in the
sewer.
Oh, that's
not that hard. That's just Hillary did that. There's nobody else. No, it's not that hard to do. So that, I mean, that's my big dream. That's what I want to do. And I want to do it while I'm still young, you know?
Yeah. I posted a story recently. There's a family, I think they've got like 7 kids, and they refer to it as unschooling, and they homeschool their kids, but they're taking them to places around the country and teaching them there.
That's great.
They have a converted school bus. And, I'll have to go back and take a look at that. I posted it on our Facebook page here a few days back. I think it was in Fox News, so from their website. But
see,
it was a
fascinating
story.
Yeah, and I can't do that with my job. Although we could with my husband, because he can work anywhere. It doesn't matter what state he's
in. Well, actually, Tara, we could do things. There's such things as remote.
I guess we could, couldn't
and
we?
It's just that the intercom doesn't want you to do that.
Yeah, they don't.
You know, you've got to meet with all these clients and
that's
all this
the
other
clients.
Stuff.
Yep. Yeah, that's my big dream. So, I mean, we've been doing like all kinds of stuff. Like I'm teaching my daughter how to kayak right now.
Oh,
we did
good.
Our first big trip. There's a section of the French Broad that is very tame. So we've knocked out about 20 miles of that. We did that in the spring. So as soon as it thaws off, man, we're going to go again. But I'm just really excited to see that the top three road trips are here. You don't need to plan some big elaborate trip.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to do a road trip, one of the best, Lee, if you want a pre-planned knock your socks off road trip, this is all I've been doing. There's something called romanticasheville.com.
Okay.
It sounds cheesy, but it is a list of the best mile markers on the Blue Ridge. And some of them are real obvious, like Grandfather Mountain, right? But some of them are not at all. They're just, it's a little, you know, trail into the woods you'd never notice that isn't marked and with the most amazing payoff at the end. And so I've been marking off, starting down at Cherokee and going all the way up to the northern border, the mile markers on the romanticasheville.com list. There's 50. And we've gotten all the way up to Banner Elk, was one of our last trips. And you can get yourself a little Airbnb. And those have been wonderful. We've been renting cabins. You would not believe how cheaply you can get a cabin in the middle of nowhere that's beautiful and awesome and right on a trout stream so the boys can fish off the back deck. And if you book it like early, like you plan out your vacations, like take the school calendar out, start planning now. You can get great deals on these incredible places to stay. And we've been doing it. So, you know, last year I told you my big thing was that the year before I had all these vacation days left at Christmas.
Right,
and I was so mad at myself. Well, this year I burned through those babies. I had hardly any vacation left because I did it right. So I've got most of the next year planned.
See, the problem I have with road trips is my wife likes a road trip. In other words, see the sights. I like a road trip where I'm driving. I'm like the Blue Ridge Driveway, Blue Ridge Parkway, though. I want to drive that. That's, you know, I'm all about the curves. I love being able to drive, you know, up through there and enjoy the roads there. There's also a place called the Tail of the Dragon, which I think is up between North Carolina and Tennessee, up in that area. I'll have to go look that up. That's another one of those driver's roads that a lot of the motorcyclists and the sports car enthusiasts love to drive. So
I've never heard of that. I just
Tail of the Dragon.
I wrote it down. I'm
going to
look that up.
Now, believe me, it may not be much on sightseeing, but if you enjoy the drive, enjoy driving, That'd be a good place to check out.
See, I don't. Those roads scare me to death.
Then you should avoid that at all costs.
Yeah, no, I'll go through, but Rambo Loco drives. I don't drive. I can't do it. I can't have the whole family's life in my hands, but he does fine with that. So he does the driving, and I do the sightseeing. So maybe you can work out a deal like that with your wife.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hardly ever drive on those trips. But make that your New Year's resolution. If you're like, where do I go? That's amazing. It's all right there written for you at romanticashville.com. Top 50 Blue Ridge mile markers. And then just book your Airbnbs around that, and you will have an amazing time. Too much going on in the news to go off on a long dissertation about road trips, but you got to start taking them. You do. And I like to repeat this. On one of my husband and I, our adventures, we ran into a pair of doctors, and one of them was a geriatric doctor, and he said, listen, don't put this off. This is not for retirement, because he said the number one thing he would hear is these older people coming into his office were saying, you know, doc, basically, can you fix me up? You know, can you give me something, painkillers or whatever for my knees, whatever it was, can you give me something so I can be healthy, you know, just healthy enough, just energetic enough, whatever, just to take those trips that I worked all my life to do. And, you know, now I said I'd do them in retirement, and guess what? I don't have, you know, the physical health, and they weren't in bad shape or anything, just stamina to do what I wanted to do, and darn, I should have done it before. And he said, you know, he and his wife, after hearing this, she's a neurologist in their practices for years, said, you know what, we're done, and they knocked off at 60. Because they had heard this so much. It's the number one regret, not traveling. So don't do that. And, you know, you don't have to make it a big production. It doesn't have to be. It can be. Weekend road trips are just a thing of wonder. They really, really are. Yeah, folks telling me to go to Black Balsam Knob. And I got to save the text. I'm going to print this. There's so many great ideas for places to go. Yeah, for the blueberry picking. I know. That's actually on my list. It's one of the places we're going to go this spring/summer. So I'll let you know about the adventures. But yeah, again, for beginners, romanticashville.com. And you don't even need any romance. I mean, it's a good website. Romanticashville.com, top 50 mile markers on the Blue Ridge. And just start there. You will have an amazing time. All right. So back to the serious stuff. We're going to save the world. Oh, by the way, boy, is this dirty. Makes everything make sense, though. Well, I tell you what, if you think it's not organized and that they're conspiring to silence us because they can't win the argument, this ought to tell you everything you need to know. Wall Street Journal, I wondered this. I even said to the reporter from Breitbart, why is everybody not suing? I mean, you've got all of these conservative sites being throttled, deplatformed, throttled on Facebook. All of this kind of stuff, I mean, to the point where studies have shown, I mean, massive decrease in traffic. Why is nobody suing these major sites? Now we know why. They're being paid off by the tech companies. They're being paid off by the tech companies. New article in the Wall Street Journal. A lot of these conservative websites have been offered consulting contracts. Nobody knows for how much. Wall Street Journal reporting multiple conservative organizations being paid by the tech giants as the organizations continue to censor and eliminate conservative voices. You know why they're doing this? They want them to shut up. Shut up with a guaranteed income stream until they can silence us forever. And you know how I can already tell you they're going to do it. I know. It should have been a much bigger story. You know, the piece of legislation that the Republicans wrote before they left the House, it's the Trump NAFTA deal, the Trump NAFTA replacement. You know, inside of that, Trump must not have read it from cover to cover because he signed off on it. Inside of that, there is a trade agreement style. It would essentially function as a treaty, and it says that the tech giants cannot be sued for speech discrimination. They have, you know, carte blanche to do whatever they want, silence whoever they want. Would give them legal immunity from lawsuits. No business gets that from Congress. Or no business should, anyway. The tech giants already do, actually. They get a pass on libel law, which applies to us. So that is a perfect sense. You silence them all until you can permanently shut them up. No legal recourse. Still in the bill. You think it was an accident Paul Ryan let them put that in there? You think the Republican leadership won't do anything to silence you? You're not living in reality. By the way, it was so bad that they wrote it so strongly in the Trump NAFTA language that the way it would work was that before anybody could sue, even if it was class action lawsuit, you'd have to get the permission of Mexico and Canada for a lawsuit to go forward, even if you're a citizen of the United States and this discrimination happened against a U.S. firm. This is how afraid of you they are. Texter writes, if you have not been there, check out Cataluci. Dad and I went on a wine train tour. It was awesome. Dad doesn't walk so well anymore. So he's in that 70-plus category, should have done the traveling. And, we went right by there, and I went, oh, I have got to get a kayak in there. Yep, it's on my list. Very long list. I'm very stressed out about getting it all done. I mean, I've got a good 20 years left in me, right? On my knees, anyway. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I love your show, and I think you're wonderful. Please don't take offense. I'd like to text in a point to ponder. Oh, what was it? Didn't get sent. Anyway, all right. So, yeah, that's what they're doing. So we're now finding out what's up with that. And it's not good. Well, Lee, today's last epic rant by Nigel Farage, who I love.
Yes.
Really nailed this whole thing. He's a long-term friend of Trump's, but this was his assessment of last night's speech.
And we also allowed anybody that came in across the Mediterranean.
He's talking about the mistakes Europe made.
And set foot on European soil to claim they were a refugee. The reality, of course, is that hardly any of them would have qualified as refugees. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we're doing right now. Most of the people at the border, the judge's order, we got to let them in. They can't wait outside the country. And they might be eligible for refugee status, yet over 90% never are, and we don't find them then once they disappear. But here we go. This is how this turns out, he's warning.
It was people seeking their own economic advantage, and mixed in with it, there was too many people who've gone on to commit crimes and even terrorist acts. And I think the Trump administration, you know, have looked at that. They've seen the social change in Germany, in Sweden. I mean, I tell you what, how about this? Of the 8 people that committed those acts of total barbarism in Paris a couple of years ago, 5 of them came into Europe across the Mediterranean claiming they were refugees. What more evidence do you need that you need to be very careful about who you let into your country? And I thought some of the figures the president produced last night showing of the 261,000 illegal aliens who'd been picked up by the American services in the last 2 years, the numbers of them with previous convictions for violent crime, sexual crime, and indeed murder, that I think will strike a chord. My feeling was that what he did last night was to give a very presidential address, and I reckon that's going to be the talking point in every workplace in America today. And my sense of it is he will get the American people behind him with that.
Yeah, with the speech. By the way, those numbers he was talking about, those came from ICE. For the 12 months, 2017, 2018, 12 months, arrested or detained, otherwise picked up by ICE, illegals who committed 4,000 homicides, 30,000 sex crimes, and 100,000 assault and batteries. It's totally not an epidemic, though. It's not a crisis.
Apparently, Democrats don't care.
No, they don't care.
Don't care.
They don't care. Again, as I said, I mean, can you imagine we're on the second floor here at Entercom. I mean, 4,000 bodies stacked up in the parking lot. We'd be looking out the window at them.
Yeah. Graphic, but true.
Yeah. You got to picture it that way. But that's not a crisis. It's not. It's not a crisis. You know what they're trying to do? It's brilliant. They're trying to stall. No, not on the government shutdown. They're trying to get as many of these people in here as possible. They're frantic to do it. And that's why, I mean, it's mind-boggling to me that on the one hand, Pelosi, with those dead eyes, and Schumer are on television telling us, there's no crisis, nobody's at the port, there's nobody there. And then on the other hand, again, you've got Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, and you've got de Blasio, I played it earlier, offering free health care and sanctuary from the law if you can just make it to their state or city.
So for all you folks who aren't trying to come across the border, here's what you get when you get here.
So, I mean, they must be a crisis then. I mean, if you got New York City alone in the first wave of de Blasio's proposed plan, 100,000 illegal immigrants will get health care. It's just New York City. No, they're not here. That's what Pelosi and Schumer are like. At the same time, though, the other hand is, come on. Creating the border crisis with the offer of free health care. I mean, man, I'd walk really far for free health care. If I could do it on the weekends, man, how far would you walk? I'd probably walk hundreds of miles. Honest to God, I would.
Yeah, you might get yourself in shape where you don't need the health care.
I have a health care plan, and I still got to pay $5,500 out of pocket. My husband and I are struggling with this for my daughter's surgery. We're fine. You know, where's the money going to come from? Heck, I'd walk on a weekend. I'd probably knock out, a couple dozen miles on the weekend.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I've got to do it across the desert. All right, well, I'll dress lightly and bring water. I mean, exactly. You know, come on. And so they're creating this crisis that they then say doesn't exist. It is a game. They are liars.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if there's no illegals coming here, there's no crisis, then you wouldn't need a free health care for illegals now, would you? Because they're not here, right? I mean, it's just Trump being hysterical again, right? It's just Trump's hysterics. That's
temper tantrum.
Just a temper tantrum.
American democracy doesn't work that way. We don't govern by temper tantrum. No president should pound the table and demand he gets his way, or else the government shuts down, hurting millions of Americans who are treated as leverage.
By the way, Senator Schumer, we do not have an American democracy. I'll remind you of that.
Yeah.
You as a senator should know the difference between democracy and what we have in this country.
By the way, speaking of, I was blown away by this, and I spent a lot more time on this than I do most lifestyle things today, because U.S. News and World Report totally screwed up and accidentally torpedoed a whole liberal meme.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it will never happen again. And boy, was this telling. This whole division that the elites are trying to create between the lower middle class, upper middle class, the well-to-do people like that, fake, and we're going to go make it right. If you make six figures plus, you must have done something evil. You're probably lazy. You know, you should have the money reclaimed from you by somebody who believes in justice. All of that shattered.
Well,
by this.
If that's the case, then is Bill Gates evil?
Well, no, he's a Democrat donor.
Well, how about all of these rich NFL players, some of which like to kneel when the national anthem is played?
Well, see, they did their job by kneeling. No.
Okay.
They're not. No. Only evil.
Right.
See, if you make money and vote Republican.
What about
these
Hollywood actors that make these millions of dollars off the movies?
No, that's fine, too.
Okay, so Christian Bale can call Vice President Dick Cheney, him with Satan, and that's perfectly fine.
But he's smart, though.
He's smart, though.
So if it's okay if he made the money. He would never do anything mean to get money like those regular earners.
Yeah.
Listen to this. U.S. News and World Report. There's only one six-figure job in America that's considered low stress. Wait, what? Orthodontist. That is a little boring. I mean, that is in the slow lane right there. But yeah, no, because there's no, they said it's one of the few jobs, they took all of these six-figure plus jobs and rated them.
Mm-hmm.
According to bad work-life balance, above average stress, bad toll on your health, all of that kind of stuff, and came out basically the only one of those that, you know, was a positive in every category was orthodontist. But in other words, what they're admitting is, listen, when you make the decision to earn that kind of money and you do what it takes to earn that kind of money, you pay. You pay in your personal life. Mm-hmm. You make really hard decisions that at some point, most of us were not willing to do those things. We said, no, you know what? I've missed my child's entire soccer season. I don't know my kid's name, you know, friends' first names. It's got to stop. And I got to scale back, and that's going to mean, you know, lowering my income. Well, there's very few people who will make those sacrifices. That's why very few people are paid. It's not because the patriarchy is holding people back, and we'd all be making that if it wasn't for some evil conspiracy. And so we have to redistribute the money. And boy, you should see the text line from the 6 a.m. hour of the day. I did this in the 6 because I knew that's when those people would be going to work.
Yeah.
And the text line exploded. It was doctors and, you know, high-level manager, people like that. And they're all, I mean, one guy broke my heart. He said, I'm 41. I've made $100,000 plus a year, six figures a year since I was 25. I'm 41. I have had no long-term relationships. I have no kids. He said, I'd give it all back.
Yeah.
To do it again. That's the price.
Yeah.
That's the price. And you know what? Choosing to do that is the beauty of America. Awesome. Go do it. Do it. I don't condemn that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is,
right,
let's not pretend.
In this country, you have the choice.
You have the choice.
That.
Let's not pretend that you just got the money. You know what I mean? It just came to you and it's not fair and it has to be taken back. It was earned sometimes at a cost that is heartbreaking.
Right.
As that man learned. And for other people, I mean, I had one person, medical professional, saying, you know, I'm going, you know, my Fitbit shows I slept 3.5 hours in the last 24. I'm going back to work.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's how you make that kind of money. Mm-hmm. We don't need Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Julian Castro, who wants to tax you at 90% to make that fair. People will self-select out of that because they don't want to pay the price. Anyway, I thought it was fascinating that U.S. World News and World Report actually accurately detailed the true personal toll work-life balance of a job that pays that.
You know, just I'm sitting here thinking about this, about how they're trying to take your choice out of things. Here's the party that always wants to call themselves pro-choice when it comes to abortion, but everything they do is taking your choice,
yes,
your liberties and freedoms, what you choose to do with your life and money out of your life. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. They want to take that choice away. And by the way, when you're highly paid, it's because you're doing something most people wouldn't do.
Exactly.
There is a tremendous market.
Or
can't do. You have a talent. You know, I mean, so you're talking about a guy making $300,000 doing heart surgery. You can't schedule a heart attack. I want the best guy there when I have the heart attack.
Yeah, exactly.
And that may mean he sleeps 4 hours a night for a couple days a week.
Just not before my surgery.
Just not before my surgery. And so, yeah. So, I mean, you know, guess what? I don't want to make it even with him. I don't want to make it equal.
Yeah.
I want him to be there. I want them to be a reason for him to be there. Oh, by the way, I love this text. Listen to this. Remember Joe Wilson, Representative Joe Wilson, who was, of course, from South Carolina. Remember Joe Wilson calling Obama a liar for saying illegals wouldn't get free health care?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Ding, 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 ding.
Now they're literally making the Democrat leadership is literally making speeches inviting them to come here for the free health care.
That's healthcare. Their platform now.
It is. Wow. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm a captain with a major airline. I make $300,000 plus a year. I don't have enough space to tell you the sacrifices I have made for this job. I'm not surprised. Holidays, birthdays, stuff that happens that you have no control over. That's just the start. Yeah, if you want to hear from, you know, what other people like you, just the reality of making that much money, the sacrifices very few people are willing to make. I mean, go back and podcast the first hour of the show. Again, I did it in that hour because I knew that's when they'd be headed to work, 6 a.m. to 7. That's what it takes to make it in this business. Look, I got to tell you, I mean, this may change. The ratings come out today, but I have one of the highest rated shows in this building. We have a lot of radio stations. That's not an accident. I'm the first one in this building. I open the place up every morning. I'm exhausted. And I do it in a way that it won't hurt the kids. So I take it on me. It's aging me. I can tell by looking at myself in the mirror. I'm aging faster than I should. And I look at it and I think all the time I need to stop it, but I don't know how. I don't know what to do. I can't stop. This is what I love. This is my dream. So I choose this, and I don't make the kind of bucks these guys do. I do this because I love it. Because I also need to pay the bills some way and might as well be this way. But that's what it takes. And you know, it's really interesting when you watch who comes into the building. And this has been at several places I've worked. This is such a study. I've always worked for radio clusters. And you can literally watch the cars pull in according to the ratings. Or pretty close to it. Next group of people rolling in here have the number one rated show or the second highest, depending on the book. We usually go back and forth. Close on my heels. That's the reality here. And it was the reality in every market I've worked in. I mean, you want to know who the best producers are. Video the parking lot, and then go look up what they make or how successful they are. And sacrifice is what it is. It's what it's about. People don't get that way. I mean, yeah, we've all seen the guy or the gal who didn't deserve to get the promotion get ahead at work. We've all seen that. Their nasty attitude. I've also catastrophically watched it blow up in their face. Eventually, they get what's coming to them. Texter writes, Tara, all of the trips you mentioned on your bucket list, the Pacific Coast on the highway, one from San Luis Obispo to the Oregon border, is absolutely the best. Wait, of all the trips you mentioned, okay, the Pacific Coast on Highway 1 from San Luis Obispo to the Oregon border is absolutely, I bet that's beautiful. Oh, I want to drive that so bad. I want to drive Napa too. Yeah, you know I love wine, but no, I want to do it for the scenery. I have so many places I want to go. I'm never going to get it all in 20 years. Texter writes, Tara, be happy with what you do, who you are, and do not stress. Stress is the killer. Tara, I'm sorry. You and Bobby Mac carry the station. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, Bob's the king. Did learn a thing or two from Bobby Mac. Texter writes, if you're upset with me and don't want to read my text, that is fine. I will still keep listening. Good. I don't even know who you are. I didn't mean to skip your text. There's a lot of them on here. Texter writes, if you listen to old recordings of Chuck Schumer, he sounds like he's truthful and he believes in what he's saying. Now he sounds like he's just reading something. In the old speeches, oh yeah, about border security and how he was for it, interviews, etc., he was supporting what he is rallying against now, two-faced lying hypocrites. Yes, they are. Texter writes, hey Tara, wasn't there supposed to be some kind of real-time fact-checking of Trump's speech last night? That would have been fantastic. I'm sure somebody did. It's all lies. I wouldn't bother to read it. Texter writes, Tara, if an object like a wall can be immoral, then what objects are moral? I'd like to know. Thanks. Texter writes, what can we do to show our support for a wall? Who do we contact? You know what we should do today? We should go to We the People. Google We the, you know, put in We the People GoFundMe. Just $5 for the wall. More if you can afford it. It sends a message. It's more important than even paying for it. It sends a message. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I work for the government 34 years and literally had to sell my soul to keep my job, $70,000 a year. The first thing I did when I retired was switch from Democrat to Republican Party, and I haven't been happier ever since. Have a great day. I'm glad you're happy. Texter writes, if nobody noticed on Fox News, Shepard Smith immediately started fact-checking the president. Did he? I can't listen to him anymore, and I used to like him. Texter writes, my Corvette Club does a road drive in the mountains of Forest City. I've been there. Check it out. It's awesome. I will. By the way, all of your suggestions for great road trips on the text line, I am going to print those out as soon as I am done with the show today. Texter writes, another great drive is the Snake, US 421 south of Bristol. Also, we drove the Transfăgărașan in Romania last summer. Whoa. All right, now that is a road trip. Romania, huh? Is it nice this time of year? Texter writes, Tale of the Dragon, Tara, is in Robbinsville, North Carolina. It's a famous motorcycle ride. It ends at gorgeous Fontana Lake. I have not been to any of those places. Shame on me. I had a lot of places to do. Texter writes, tell Lee he should check out Diamondback at Little Switzerland. Don't know what that is, but I'll Google it. And finally, Elliott Rock Wilderness area here in the corner of South Carolina is beautiful. Wow, I thought I had scoured this little corner of South Carolina, but apparently I have not. Oh, Ellicott Rock. Haven't been there. I'm going to check that out too. Thanks for the suggestions.